This coming Tuesday night.
I was going to drink it down.
You brought that from home.
We begin Yom Kippur.
Okay, you don't put milk in it at home.
So we'll start off discussing a little bit about Erev Yom Kippur. On Erev Yom Kippur, we have some mitzvahs and we have some minhagim. I guess we'll start off with the mitzvahs and then move to minhagim. So you might think, some people think the minhagim are more important than the mitzvah. There's a minhag of going to the mikvah, Erev Yom Kippur, we'll discuss that. There's a minhag of kaparis, of back in the day with the chicken. Today most people do it with tzedakah. But even more importantly, there's a mitzvah min haTorah. So we'll begin with the biblical mitzvahs. If I told you eating was more important than those things, of course that's not mutually exclusive, but we'll begin with the biblical laws. So we know there's only one biblical fast in the Torah, and that is Yom Kippur. We have in Judaism, we have many other, not compared to how many Yom Tovim we have, but we have additional four more that are now, so Yom Kippur is min haTorah, then we have the four fast days that are Zechur l'Churban, the Som HaRevi, Chamishi, Shvi, and Asiri, which is Yud Zayin Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, Som Gedalia we just had, and Asara B'Tevis. And then we have also Tainus Esther. So, depends how you want it. So, we basically have six fast days, one biblical, the four have to do with, so at one point, the other four could have been a Divrei Kabbalah, words of the prophets, and therefore they could have had, there's a level under Daraisa, more Divrei Kabbalah, because Divrei Torah, but not at the same level of Yom Kippur. And then Tainus Esther is only Midrabanan. So we have one. So there's only one day a year that the Torah tells us to fast. So the Torah we know is very concerned about our health. Ushmartem li'ol l'nafshoseichem. So if you're going to have one biblical fast day, they want to ensure that you enter the fast day with enough protein, energy, carbs, whatever you need, whatever the latest are telling you what you have to have before the fast. And therefore they want to make sure you eat during that day and therefore they say, obviously, you don't have to tell, most people are going to eat without being told. But the Torah comes along and tells us on Erev Yom Kippur, in addition to having common sense in eating, we're not going to leave it to common sense. It's Mark Twain's and unfortunately ain't too common. So we're going to make sure that person has to eat. How much does that have to eat? So there was a minhag in Europe, some great rabbis, you guys to walk around with I don't know if they had gum, taffy, sucking candies, lollipops. They felt every second. Rav Soloveitchik didn't think that was true. I mean, you could do that anyway. There's definitely no harm in doing it. He thought the mitzvah was just to have a reasonable suda. There was no, you don't have to walk around. If you want to chew gum all day, you can, but he didn't think that was part of the mitzvah. But others had that custom. So if you want to do it, go right ahead. Yeah, what?
No, chewing gum is not the same as eating candy. Chewing gum, you just swallow your own spit or sugar or something.
You're saying gum is worse or sugar?
Worse,
or which
worse.
One?
I mean, gum is worse because chewing gum, most of it you're not chewing. I mean, you just spit it out.
There's nothing ingested from chewing it.
Right, yeah, but what you mean that you're saying it loses its status of ochel after you get rid of the sugar?
Yes.
We'll see. We have to get into, would you make a bracha on it? We'll see. But either way, you can, there's a mitzvah min haTorah to eat and pashas, to have a suda on Erev Yom Kippur. What is the nature of this mitzvah? Why did the Torah... We learn out from the source that the Torah talks about v'nisem es nafsho sheichem mitisha. The pasuk uses the verse, they're like, kind of like Yom Kippur starts on the 9th. Yeah. But we know Yom Kippur's on the 10th, so what do you mean? So Gemara has two limud in front of. One is that there's a mitzvah daraisa of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. That's unanimous. Everyone agrees, as in contrast to other days, there's a biblical obligation to bring in Yom Kippur early. So therefore, everyone agrees to that. Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. In contrast, we paskin also Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Kippur Daraisa. That's a machlokas in the Rishonim. It's clear cut. Even the Rambam, who makes no mention of Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Kippur, agrees Tosefes Yom HaKippurim is a mitzvah min haTorah. That's one thing we learn. And another thing we learn is, the Gemara has a drasha called Ochel, but whoever eats on Erev Yom Kippur it's ke'ilu they fasted 9 and 10. It's not just like ke'ilu they fasted 10. It's like, so the FLK, you say you don't have to fast, right? If you eat, so I guess what if you eat on every Yom Kippur and eat on Yom Kippur? How does that balance out? I don't recommend that. But so you have to fast independently on the 10th, but they give you credit. It's so important eating on Erev Yom Kippur, it's just as important that you get credit for two fast days. So either way, we have a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. What is the nature of that mitzvah? So there's different schools of thought in the commentators. Some hold, some Rishonim say it's a hachana. It's a preparation. Since we know, as I said, there's a biblical fast day on the 10th of Av, so in order to enter the fast day with enough strength and koach and to be able to fast properly, so therefore the Torah recommends eating a reasonable amount so you won't get, so you could be able to daven all day and, you know, and have a meaningful Yom Kippur. Some say it in the opposite way. It's also hachana, but it's hachana in an opposite direction. What do I mean? The Torah says, "V'inisem es nafsho sechem," and you shall afflict your soul. That's why that means we don't wear leather shoes and other things we don't eat. So others say, just like after a weekend, especially a long weekend, usually it's Monday morning, but let's say this weekend it's Tuesday morning, people usually eat a lot more over the weekend, especially football season, tailgating, etc. So therefore, you're very hungry, let's say Monday morning on a week, because your body gets used to eating so much that so therefore, v'inoy, you should eat a lot on Erev Yom Kippur, so you should make it harder to fast on Yom Kippur. We don't assume that way, but somebody's shown them, I think that Shibule Haleka writes that from the Lashon Inoy, eat a lot on Erev Yom Kippur, so therefore, you feel the fast. You have to work harder to fast on Yom Kippur. We don't. What? Yeah. So we don't assume that way, but there is a shita that way. So that could get into also the issue of what type of shoes you could wear or not wear. By shoes, I mean non. Everyone agrees you can't wear leather shoes. So, and we assume, you know, there's a whole discussion they quote every year in the Yeshiva News, I think, that, quoting Rav Al-Yashav, you cannot wear Crocs on Yom Kippur. And they make it sound like it's something new. He just discovered America today. It's an old Shaila. It gets into what's the definition of a shoe. Halach L'maisi, Rav Shlomo Zalman agrees also that you could wear Crocs on, you know, any. Yeah, if you wear, some say you can't wear sneakers either. In other words, some Rishonim say anything that protects your I'm just saying, it's based on Rishonim, but they make it sound like it's something new. The Shaila is, what's the definition of a shoe? So everyone agrees leather. Some say leather and wood, and then the Vilna Gaon Shita.
The wood?
Yeah, even we don't have, I had wooden shoes, then I don't know.
That was for the Dutch community.
They talk about wood. I don't know, I haven't seen any wooden shoes, or maybe they have them, I don't know. But then we assume, and then others say any type of thing that protects your foot. So therefore, the Vilna Gaon, Rav Sal, they didn't wear any shoes. You know, maybe when you walked home they did, because you have to protect yourself. But in terms of that, you know, the Vilna Gaon Shita is wore socks. You know, he didn't wear any, but that's not, you know, that's not the normative sock. I'm saying, you know, others would say, we'll make a distinction, like, because of the comfort issues. So they want the Yenisim as Nafsho Seichim, you can't wear. Your shoes shouldn't, in other words, it shouldn't be for comfort, it's just to protect yourself from, like, the elements. So someone would say Crocs are very comfy. So someone would say, if you wear Crocs all the time, if you're a doctor, and that, then you maybe, you could wear Crocs no matter what. But I'm saying there are different opinions that if you, like, some would hold you can never wear Crocs on Yom Kippur, because they go with those sheets, and others say because of the comfort level. I'm saying, you know, the normative sock is you can wear. If you want to be machmir, then you could be machmir. But I'm saying is, but it's just how you define a shoe, which is an old issue. It's nothing to do with, they didn't have Crocs, but they had other things. But it's not a new issue. How you define a shoe, yeah.
Can you wear sandals?
No, your sandals, well, non-leather sandals.
Non-leather sandals.
That would be the same, you know.
And man-made leather? Is it the same status as regular leather?
It's plastic.
Leather is leather. It has to be
animal. They make a chiluk between.
They do. I'm not familiar filming in. What is man? That was my question. What's man-made leather? And Henry's saying it's not leather.
It has to be the skin of an animal, or it's not leather.
Okay.
Yes.
What do you mean? It says on the.
Yeah, it says
man-made
says,
litter
right.
on
yeah.
the shoe.
Yeah.
No. He's saying that Henry Paskin's not a problem.
Okay.
So
not a problem.
The widget has the worker not
So what's nylon? That's the synthetic. So that's not leather.
Yeah, it's made from
is that what they mean by man? Is it synthetic? Is
it maybe yeah, some sort of?
Is that what they mean?
I can't tell you what it's made from.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
asking. The animal protein, which has
you
been reconstituted into the leather. You know, like leather, the protein from leather, which has been rewoven into some synthetic material. But I don't know what that would. I think that probably would be forbidden too.
So either way, so in terms of the Hachana camp. There is an opinion that it's for the Inoy, and therefore you should eat a lot, so you should have a harder fast. We assume that you eat a lot, so you should be able to fast better. That's one school of thought, you know, with the variation. The other school of thought is, no, the reason why do we have a meal on Erev Yom Kippur, it's not a hachana per se, but we know every Yontov we have a mitzvah to have a Suda. Suda Shabbos, Suda Yontov. So as Rabbeinu Yonah writes, but the problem is on Yom Kippur, the Torah says we can't eat. So it's hard to have a Sudas Yontav on Yom Kippur. So we do the next best thing. If you can't have it on Yom Kippur, we have it Erev Yom Kippur. And the Suda we have, the reason why we have a mitzvah on Erev Yom Kippur is it's a Sudas Yom Kippur. We're just having it early. Yeah, go on, Jeff.
Look, from that point of view, sucking candy is not... It's relevant,
you know. So I'm saying it, but it is relevant because you have tanugim, just like on Yontiv, you're supposed to have nice.
Okay.
It's okay to have your lollipops on Shabbos and the candies they give out. Yeah, go on.
Suda, do you normally have a kiddush and the motzi?
Yeah, so that's a good point. Usually we have kiddush, but there won't be any. So therefore, the meaning is to have you have challah, you have a meal, but you can't have wine. But there is no din of kiddush because that you can't kiddush. You only can make on Yom Kippur, or assuming there is a, and that's a separate chayli. If there is a chi of kiddush on Yom Kippur, because they never set up kiddush. It really comes up when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. Where's the kiddush? Because on Shabbos, but the bottom line, no kiddush on Yom Kippur. So it's a regular meal. The only difference is you can have wine like any other meal if you want. It's a sudas. If it's a Sudas Yontav like Rabbeinu Yonah, then why not have wine? And you can make a Borei Pri HaGafen and have wine. The only difference is candles you make after the meal, candles you light before Yom Kippur, as opposed to you don't light the candles, even though it's a Sudas Yom Kippur according to Rabbeinu Yonah, you don't light candles until before Yontav. So that's the two schools of thought. Is a hachana, is to prepare us so we have enough strength, or that we have less strength, we're more hungry on Yom Kippur, but we assume the former, that to give us strength. Or no, it's a din of Sudas Yontav, Ma'inaf Kamina. What's the practical difference? We're all going to be eating a Suda on Erev Yom Kippur, and we're fulfilling our mitzvah min HaTorah by doing that. So what, yeah, Jeff.
You must have bread if it's
Sudas. Yeah, but in general, right. So, but in bread, so I guess the nafkamina would be if by eating bread will keep you more full and have an easier fast. But assuming bread wouldn't be helpful, then yeah. And then again, it depends Rabbeinu Yonah if he actually means bread or not. But he says a Suda, but how far he takes that, right? But so one practical difference is there a mitzvah to eat Monday night? Is there a mitzvah to eat, Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Boker, the day begins at night. So after Ma'ariv of Monday night, it's Erev Yom Kippur. Should we go ahead and have a Suda, or should you have your lollies, gum, or however you celebrate your Sudas Erev Yom Kippur? Is the mitzvah begin at night, or the mitzvah doesn't begin until the next day? So the Netziv quotes this issue. He says this issue depends on our Chakira here. If you assume it's hachana, it's preparation, so he claims maybe our biological systems have changed. But he says eating at night is not really going to help you fast the next night. It's more what you eat the next day. He says, so there is no mitzvah per se to a part of Sudas Erev Yom Kippur. That only begins the next morning because hachana really is only for the next morning. However, if you hold it's a din in Sudas Yontav, then it's a Yontav at night, then by Sudas you don't have dafka bread, but then you should eat b'toras mitzvah tonight. So I'm very machmir on this, that everyone should make sure you eat a lot on, you take, people say I'm too machmir, so I'm going to take the chumrah that the mitzvah begins at night, so one should be careful to eat a lot during Monday night football or whatever you want, during your mishmar, I mean. And therefore, one should have a meal, one should eat Monday night, like a malav or malkov. Whatever you need, he's open. And along those lines, speaking, Lester's opening up the Slichus book, that raises another issue. Our meaning is Slichus Erev Rosh Hashanah is the big one. We do a long Slichus, but there's different minhagim. I think in Breuer's, in different places, the big one is Slichus Erev Yom Kippur. Some have a long one. Ours is a very short one. What is the Nakuda? And that's, I think, that's the minhag Klal Yisrael. Well, like here, that we do a small, as you see, as the Magzer has in the art school, that's a small one. So why is it, why all of a sudden Slichus Erev Yom Kippur, it's shorter than the rest of Aseret Yemei Teshuva? And one day you're going to say Slichus, you would think Erev Yom Kippur is a good one. So they say it's also along these lines. If you assume that it's not a Yontif, if that it's not, you know, like the Sud, like the, I guess they're assuming maybe he said it at night also, or early in the morning before Alos, so therefore it's the night before. So everyone agrees Erev Yom Kippur is a, you know, if you go, but if you go with Rabbeinu Yonah, it's time, it's a Sud, it's more like it's a Yontif and it's a Sud. So then on a Yontif, you're not going to say you're going to have a short Slichus, because it's not, it's not appropriate. But if you assume it's no, it's the din of hachan, it's just a dinner, it's a dinner preparing for the meal, okay. So you'll be very hungry after a long slichus, you know, you'll eat well after that. So because you eat well after a long sleep, how does it work? So that's one, and that's another nafkamina. So either the night before, so you know, to Wamachmer the night before, or what, how long of a slichus? We're gonna have a short slichus to you know, on Tuesday morning. And another nafkamina, we'll, until we begin Slichas, is what about the following, Shaila? Someone who is a chole sheyesh bo sakana. Someone who, I'm not saying someone who is going to eat on Yom Kippur, but someone who halachically has to eat on Yom Kippur. Someone who's defined as a chole sheyesh bo sakana, by not eating, they are in danger, their life's in danger, and they have an obligation to eat. How they eat, the separate share, but they have to eat. So, do they have a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? Someone who's going to eat on Yom Kippur, do they have a chiyuv? Does the mitzvah apply to them on Erev Yom Kippur? So it would depend on our issue. If it's a mitzvah, if it's a Sudas Yontif, so of course, I'll have my students, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's a Dinin Suda Simchas Yontif. Of course, why not? What is fasting, what is eating on Yom Kippur have to do with eating on Erev Yom Kippur? But if it's a din of Hachana, then what Hachana? I'm not fasting. I have nothing to prepare for either way, for Inoy or the other way. And therefore, that'd be another nafkamina. For a chole sheyesh bo sakana, if that person would have a mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Another nafkamina would be, what about nashim? What about women? Do we discriminate against women? Do women have a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur? It's only 7:59. We could go on. Does a woman have a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur? Why wouldn't women have a mitzvah? Do you think men have a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur, not women?
Well, if there's machana,
so it depends on. So
they're also fasting on Yom,
right? Kippur. So if it's a hachana, you're generally assuming women are weaker than men. You know, if you look at the sports and the athletes, they usually the men are. It's not politically correct, Jeff, I know, but this, I like dealing in reality. Yes, men are better athletes than women. I can't help it. That's just the way it is. And therefore, women are usually weaker than men. So if a man have to eat on Erev Yom Kippur to get strength to fast, so certainly women. Or perhaps you argue maybe it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. The mitzvah to have a suda on Erev Yom Kippur. If it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, so then women would, you know, so then women would be exempt. So that'd be another nafkamina whether women are obligated in the mitzvah, huh? We started? Well, I didn't hear Ashrei.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.